101.3 WIBD, AM 1470, Elton John, of course, and Honky Cat. It is 57 degrees at 7:23. Joined in the studio this morning for a community conversation by Washington County Sheriff Marty Schulteis. Good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Always good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the invite.
So a couple things I want to touch on this morning while we have you here. First of all, let's talk about the law enforcement memorial ceremony that's going on tonight.
Yes, it's really kind of an extension of National Police Week, but what this does is it focuses in on the three Washington County law enforcement officers that have been killed in the line of duty.
And the event is tonight at Fair Park.
Yep, correct. It's tonight, 7 p.m. at the main pavilion in the Fair Park. We typically do a wreath laying ceremony. We have a couple of guest speakers, one of which is our county administrator, Josh Schulman. The other will be Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, who graciously volunteered to be our main guest speaker.
Okay. And do you have the names of the three officers?
Sure, I sure do. So the first one, it's a marshal from the city of Hartford back in 1904, Leonard Scherger. He was called to investigate a suspicious situation at the railroad depot, and there were three transient men that shot and killed him. That murder has been unsolved since 1904.
And it generated a little extra weird publicity a year or so ago when somebody stole the hat from the exhibit.
That's correct, yeah. And after an exhaustive search, I believe it was recovered in a pond or a river.
A retention pond or something, yeah.
Yes, so, but I think it's back home at the Hartford Police Department now.
I think that was the last I saw. And I think they decided to lock the cabinet.
Yes, I think they took some extra precautions.
Precautions, yeah. Yes. Okay. And that was way in 1904?
1904, yes. Then the next officer is Robert Backus. He was a Germantown police officer. I think he was 35 years old, about 12 years of experience. He was actually just assisting a motorist who had a flat tire. And the motorist attacked him. They rolled out into the middle of Highway 145, and a passing motorist struck and killed both of them.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's an officer that was simply trying to help somebody that ended his life.
All right. And the third?
The third is actually from our department. His name is John Schmidt. We affectionately call him Spike. He was actually my area partner for several years. But he was a passenger in a squad car that was responding to another officer that needed assistance in emergency mode, and it was involved in a multi-vehicle rollover accident, and he was killed during that accident.
And how long ago was that?
That was in 1998.
Okay. All right. All right. Which you just, I guess, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, the dangers of police work aren't necessarily what you expect they're going to be.
Right. Yeah. It can be a variety of different things. And it pains me that we have to have these ceremonies. You know, there's a nationwide, I think the number was about 144 officers that lost their lives this year. And several of them from our state, in fact. Like I said, it just kind of pains me that we have to keep adding names to the wall.
Right, right. So, let's talk about a couple of anything else on tonight. Let's again, public is invited 7 o'clock tonight out at Fair Park.
Yep, it's absolutely open to the public. The host agency rotates from year to year, and this year the sheriff's office has the honor of being the host agency, and thus I will be the masters of ceremony. So I would encourage anyone to come out and support the fallen officers.
All right, sounds good. We had an incident in Germantown yesterday morning, and I know there's not a lot you can tell me about that, but what can you say?
Sure. Well, the primary agency is the Germantown Police Department. And right. As a sheriff's office, we provide support to any agency that calls for assistance. We were primarily there at the beginning to help contain kind of the traffic patterns around residents. But what it amounted to is that there was a gentleman that the police department had a prior history with, and that has a known some mental issues. And this particular date, those mental issues kind of crossed over into the part where it's a public safety hazard. He came out of his house armed with some handguns and was shooting off some rounds. It was unclear if they were being shot at anyone or any homes. But even as the officers were on scene providing dialogue, he was shooting rounds off. So luckily, the Washington County SWAT team was called to the scene, and we work very, very closely. In fact, Germantown officers are on our SWAT team, so it's kind of a combined team. And the SWAT team did exactly what they were supposed to do. They defused the situation and took him into custody without harming him.
All right. And again, he's going to get a little mental health evaluation and then see what happens from there.
Yeah, typically you kind of take two paths with that. You do the mental health portion of it, but you also have to have the criminal part to hold him accountable for his behavior.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. On the lighter side, you have a new canine.
Yes, we have Riker. He is a 17-month-old. It's a Belgian Malinois, which Malinois. It depends how you. I think the pronunciation. It's commonly known as a Belgian Shepherd, probably because the last name is kind of hard to pronounce.
I would think.
But he was just put into service last week, I believe. We have a current. Canine Gunner is our golden lab, but he is about 10 years old and kind of ending in the twilight of his law enforcement career.
Sure.
So Riker is kind of the rookie at the department now.
And he is partnered with Officer
John Duran.
Okay. So you'll see him. I'm sure we'll see him out and about and at events and so on.
Yes.
So
yeah. Absolutely. He is. It's kind of a unique dog for us because it is trained in narcotics detection, but also in a person and article searching. So it can be used as an apprehension tool, or if we have somebody that wanders away that's just missing, the dog can be used to track people. So we're looking forward to having that asset available to any agency within Washington County and quite honestly even beyond Washington County.
All right. All right. Annual report from the sheriff's office came out.
Yes, we just put that out it might have been about a week or two ago as well. And what the annual report is really designed to do, it's full of all sorts of statistics about our numbers of calls for service and the amount of people that we house in our jail and the programs that we have. But from my perspective, what it really does, does a couple of things. First, it provides just kind of a historical record from year to year that we can kind of compare years to years. But it also, from my point of view, it serves as kind of a transparency tool so that the citizens of Washington County know exactly what we're doing, where their public safety dollars are going in terms of countywide law enforcement. It's very important to me that we're open about that. The good part for county taxpayers is that the former sheriff did an outstanding job that was actually based on his budget and his last year in office. But we came in about $271,000 under budget, so that's always a good thing for taxpayers. So that gets returned to the general fund.
All right. And there are some projects the sheriff's department's doing. I understand there's a camera project in the jail and some other things.
Yep. In the jail right now, the camera project is going on. We have about 222 digital cameras in the jail. Just to monitor the safety and security, to keep the inmates safe, the officers safe. And a lot of those are getting to be out of date, end of life. And so we're using some funds that it's actually not even taxpayers' money. It's called a jail assessment. So when people receive traffic tickets, there's a small portion of those traffic, that forfeiture that goes into a jail assessment account. And those monies are used to improve the jail facilities, and that's what we're using that money for.
All right. And summer driving season right around the corner. Any advice for people as they head out on the highways for Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, well, obviously the traffic always increases during the warmer weather for sure. Last year we had 8 total fatalities in Washington County. And we're about at 4 right now, so I really would like to keep that number as low as possible. So it's really just it kind of goes to the same point as winter driving. It's the same rules of thumb. You got to pay attention to what you're doing. I think the last time we were here, we talked about the distracted driving with the
right.
Phones. That continues to be a problem. In fact, I was out at a car fire yesterday. I was just happened to be the first officer on scene. And I had people driving by taking live video as they're driving by, and I could see them, and it's they're watching me and not watching the road, and that's how accidents happen.
Right. So I know the click it or ticket campaign kicks in. Is your department part of that or no?
We will. We're doing some. The Village of Jackson Police Department, I believe, is administering some of those grants. We're actively taking part in them, but they're kind of running it. I believe that the collector ticket is part of that federal grant,
so we'll,
or state grant.
And again, we'll see some increased enforcement over the Memorial Day weekend, just like always.
Yes, yeah, we absolutely. We know that we're a deterrent out there. You know, we're not trying to write tickets at all, but what we're trying to do is to encourage just compliance with the law. But what I would say is that although the squads, you might not see them all the time, there are so many people with cell phones that we get calls constantly about other people's driving. So other people are watching besides us.
Watching very closely, we should add.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, just one more reminder about the event tonight.
Yes, it's 7 p.m. It'll start right at 7 at the Washington County Fair Park, the main pavilion. The ceremony usually lasts about maybe 45 minutes to an hour, and there'll be some refreshments afterwards provided by the Kettle Moraine Fraternal Order Police Lodge.
Donuts? Will there be donuts?
I don't think we'll have donuts, although it would be kind of symbolic, wouldn't it?
It would be. So, all right. Thank you, sir. Anything else you want to pass along while
No,
you're here?
Not at all. I appreciate the opportunity to come in and anytime.
Community conversation this morning with Washington County Sheriff Marty Schulteis, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.